The encroachment of the federal government and the destructive effect on states' rights and our system of federalism led Governor Mike Pence of Indiana to state the following. The cure. The cure for what ails our country will come more from our state capitals than it ever will from our nation's capital. Amen, Governor Pence. Amen. And perhaps that is the most potent form of resistance to and rebellion against our federal government. Let the states stand up. The states at work protecting their autonomy and their constitutional independence. And us, we the people. Perhaps, as Pence states, this approach, the Indiana way, is the way which all states should adopt, like the great states of Oklahoma and Texas, and resist this radical, unconstitutional federal government and our president at work in their attempt to radically change our country. Enough is enough. I do hope that the governor and the legislators of your state feel the same way, even as American values, traditions, and constitutionality are eroded day by day. The American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, refers to our president at work independently instituting his own agenda as an imperial president. An imperial president. ACLJ states as follows. The Obama administration has overstepped its constitutional authority in more serious ways. President Obama is now violating his oath of office, promising to go around Congress and make the laws he wants, legislating true executive orders, legislating them. He is saying, in effect, if you don't like what I do, sue me. Sue me. I'll do what I want. And thousands are doing just that. Thousands are suing the federal government and Barack Obama. Thousands. ACLJ reminds us of President Obama's statement to the President of France regarding his intentions and the power he intends to exercise. Said Mr. Obama, "That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want. That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want." Our president really believes that and intends to exercise that authority, constitutional or not, so that he can do whatever he wants when he wants to do it. In Washington and with him, it is never what we want, but only what he wants. I would like Mr. Obama to know that I have been a citizen of this great country 2 decades longer than he has. America is as much or more my country as his. I want it to be what it always was, not what he wants it to be. I will fight his change, and I will do anything and everything to change this country back, because it's my country, not just his. And with regard to these executive orders, even the president's own attorney general, Eric Holder, another radical liberal progressive in my opinion, was unable to explain the constitutional basis for these Obama executive orders, referring specifically to President Obama's delay of the Obamacare employer mandate. Said Mr. Holder, quote, "I'll be honest with you." Hey, man, that's rare. "I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. That is, Attorney General Holder was not sure where the authority came from with regard to these executive orders. So then Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, asked Holder to provide any legal rationale for the president's order to delay the mandate, the Obamacare mandate. Anything. Was there? No, nothing. Nothing from Mr. Holder. No matter, Mr. Obama did his thing, and Holder did nothing. Remember the IRS scandal? Or have you, like the liberal media, forgotten about it? Recall Obama's words that he would aggressively pursue any wrongdoing. Have you heard anything from this president about the IRS scandal? Ah, I forgot. One all-knowing president announced to the world that there was not a smidgen of evidence of wrongdoing. Not a smidgen. Wow. He, as with Lois Lerner, should have taken the Fifth Amendment rather than fabricate that astounding non-factual statement. Not a smidgen. Unbelievable. Recall as well that Mr. Obama appointed one of his very own, a major Obama supporter and top campaign donor, to lead the investigation into the unlawful scheme of the IRS targeting conservatives. One of his own. and the liberal media and we the apathetic Americans let him get away with that. More change at work. Radical, destructive change, my fellow Americans. Your IRS is now his IRS. Our citizenship, we the people, so apathetic, is so pathetic. It's pathetic. And then there is Israel and the growing worldwide anti-Semitism. And now I ask you to alert the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, and the American-Israel Political Action Committee. That would be AIPAC. I would like them to hear these words I am about to state. Are you ready? Now, we will teach those kikes. Now, we will teach those kikes. Those kikes. Can you believe that? Not my words, never my words. These words were delivered to a Ukrainian woman by a rabid anti-Semite, a defenseless Jewish woman by her very own neighbor. It's back. Anti-Semitism, Hitler style, is back. And others agreed and mocked this woman for being Jewish. I think it's but one indication of the growing anti-Semitism and the disregard for Israel, of course, by Obama and company, who do nothing. Nothing. Anti-Semitism and anti-Christian are on the rise, and they should do something about both. AIPAC and the ADL should be well aware of these words as they were reported by Rabbi Eckstein. Rabbi Eckstein of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a really good organization. So, like Americans and like Christians, all people Jewish should wake up and do something. And then comes the Presbyterian Church USA General Assembly, which published a work entitled Zionism Unsettled. This work was a study guide that explicitly delegitimizes Israel as a Jewish state. Amazing. This Presbyterian Church, I can't believe that years and years ago I was actually a member. This Presbyterian Church publicly and aggressively endorses divestment of investments and economic holdings in Israel as a protest against Israeli policies toward Palestinians, among others. No concern at all by these high and mighty Presbyterians regarding the missile attacks, the murders, and the aggressive actions of Hamas and Hezbollah and the Palestinians against Israel, Iranian-sponsored, against Israel, and of course the Jews. Nothing at all about that. You know, I really wonder why the Obama administration does nothing or says nothing. Does it mean that they care about nothing? And especially Israel and the Jews, no matter what they say? This kind of burgeoning anti-Semitism is indicative of the old Nazi regime and Adolf Hitler, don't you think? And the Obama administration does nothing. Nothing. Tragic. Tragic indeed. And of course, there was the aggressive attack upon freedom of the press by the Obama administration, leading the Washington Times to call President Obama the enemy of the press. The enemy of the press. James Risen, reporter for the New York Times, referred to President Obama as, quote, the greatest enemy of press freedom.